بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسانك، ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this program, we'll talk about the letters that are written but not read. Here with us, we have brother Muhammad Reza. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, after we discuss the letters that are written but not read, we'll recite Surah Asr, and brother Muhammad Reza will mention the tajweed points in this surah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For this session, we're going to talk about the letters that are written, but they're not read the way that they're written. And these are Alif, Wav, and Ya. And these three letters, Alif, Wav, and Ya, they're sometimes not read. And when they're not read, they usually have a Hamza above them, written above or below them. These letters, Alif, Wav, and Ya, they become sort of like a resting place for the Hamza. And the Hamza is placed either on top of these three letters, Alif, Waw, Ya, or in the case of Alif, it's written below it. And above the Hamza or below the Hamza, one of the three harakas, Fatha, Kasra, or Dhamma, is written on top or below the Hamza. We have to only read the haraka that is on top of the Hamza, not the letters. Alif, Waw, and Ya. That's why they're called the silent letters. They're written, but they're not read. And I'm going to give some examples of these words, of some words that have Alif, Waw, and Ya with a Hamza on top, but the Alif and Waw and Ya are not read. They're silent. Okay, so brother, can you repeat after me?
Yeah, of course.
These words. Sa'ala.
Sa'ala.
Fu'ada.
Fu'ada.
Yubedi'u. As you can see, the word sa'ala, for example, we have an alif, we have a sin with a fatha followed by an alif that has a hamza on top. And on top of this hamza, there's a fatha. So the alif, instead of saying sa'ala, we say sa'ala. So the hamza is pronounced it's pronounced strongly. It's, the Hamza is a glottal consonant and has to be pronounced strongly. It shouldn't be pronounced weakly like this. Sa-la. So it's very important that we read the Hamza in a strong way. And we pronounce it as if it's a glottal stop, not a glottal continuant. Okay? So, and then the next word, fu'ada. We have a waw with a hamza on top, and the second letter of fu'ada is a waw with a hamza on top with a small alif, which is actually, we can say that it's a fatha, but it's a small alif. This small alif is followed by another alif. So we have to pronounce fu'ada. Instead of saying fu'ada, we say fu'ada. So just pay attention to the hamza.
So it's as if we don't have the waw or the ya, right? It's only the hamza that
is pronounced.
It's like
we just have the hamza by itself. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. For example, in the word qari'ul Qur'an, the word qari has a hamza on top of the ya. And we don't say qari'ul Qur'an, we say qari'ul Qur'an. So we have to act as if these three letters were hamzas. Okay? Let me continue giving some more examples.
Umirtu. Umirtu.
Tu'wi.
Tu'wi.
Quri'a.
Quri'a.
Tu'tuni.
Tu'tuni.
Yunshi'u.
Yunshi'u.
Abati.
Abati.
Badi'u.
Badi'u.
نأتي.
نأتي.
So as you can see, for example, in the word نأتي, the hamza has a sukun on top. This time, you don't pronounce the hamza with a haraka. We just follow whatever haraka the hamza has on top of it or below it. لؤلؤة. So in this part, in this word لؤلؤة, there's two waws, and both of them have a hamza on top. The first one has a sukun, so we have to pronounce this sukun, this hamza with a sukun, like a glottal stop. And the second one, which also has a hamza, the waw has a hamza, but this time it has a tanween al fath. And we said tanween al fath whenever we want to stop on tanween al fath. And the tanween al faths that have alif, we have to pronounce it as if this was alif al maddi. So lu'lu'a, if we want to stop on this word, and it's lu'lu'an, if we want to read in continuum. So this is also another important point to consider. There are also another group of words that this time they're pronounced not with a haraka or a stop or a glottal stop. That is, if they have a sukun on top of the hamza. Instead, they're pronounced like an alif al maddi, and the ya or the waw is not read. For example, yardla. In yardla, the word yardla, we have a ya at the end of this word. We have the letter ya. However, the ya is not read. Instead, we can see that on top of the la, they write a small alif on top of the la. So this can tell the reader that this word has to be pronounced with alif al-maddi and not like this, not like yarudi, yarudla. So some ya's are pronounced like alif al-maddi. That means some ya's are not pronounced. Instead, an alif al-maddi is pronounced. Or in the word salah, the waw is not pronounced. The lam is pronounced. There's a small alif on top of the lam, which means that we have to read the lam with an alif al-maddi, and the waw is silent. So this is the second group of letters that are not read. They're written, but they're not read.
So, Brother Muhammad Rizal, let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. In this part of the program, we'll recite Surah Asr, and Brother Muhammad Rizal will mention the tajweed points of this surah. So open your Qur'ans and turn to the last part of the Qur'an, to Surah Asr, which is Surah number 103. Let's listen to Surah Asr by the famous reciter Sa'd al-Khamidi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والعصر.
والعصر
إن الإنسان لفي خسر
إن الإنسان لفي خسر
إن الإنسان لفي خسر
إن الإنسان لفي خسر
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات
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 وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Let's get started with analyzing this surah and seeing whether there are any letters that are silent. And let's start with the first verse.
والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر
والعصر In this verse, we have an alif, which is written, but it's not pronounced. But it's not part of those alifs, which has a hamza above or below it. This is another type of alif that we're going to go over in the next session, inshallah. So let's skip this verse for now, and let's go to the second verse. And the word inna, as you can see, we have an alif, and below this alif, there's a hamza with a kasra below the hamza. So we have to pronounce this like a short vowel and like a glottal stop, inna. So the alif is not pronounced like a lengthened alif. It's pronounced just like a kasra. And the word al-insan, again, the second alif in al-insan, there's a hamza below this alif, and below the hamza of this alif, there's a kasra. And the same thing happens here. We have to pronounce only the kasra. So this is the second verse.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ
And the third verse and the last verse of Surah Al-Asr, And the first alif, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, it's the same story. We have an alif with a hamza below it and a kasra, and it's pronounced in the same fashion as the first, as the second verse. And then on the word آمَنُوا, as you can see, there's a hamza with a fatha, and after the hamza, there's an alif. And we have to pronounce this as if it were a lengthened alif. I think that's it. What do you think?
Yeah, that's it. So the ones that are at the end of Amanu or Tawasa.
These are another type of, I think they're another, yeah, they are another type of silent letters that we didn't even
It has a sukun on top of it, right?
That's not a sukun. It's called sif. It's a zero. That means it's not pronounced. In Arabic, there are verbs that are plural verbs. That means they have to agree with the subject. And if the subject is plural, the verb also has to be plural. A verb that is third person, masculine, and plural, always has an alif at the end. For example, in these words, nasaru, farihu, amanu, there's an alif right after the waw of these words that is written, but the alif is not read. It's a silent alif. And usually, in the Qur'ans, especially the Usman Taha Qur'ans, there's like a small zero written on top of these alifs to indicate that they're silent. And so these are called aliful jam'a. That means the plural alif, and they're not read.
Here we had three of them, right?
We had four. In this verse, in the last verse, we have four. Amanu wa amilu tawasaw. وَتَوَاصَوْا Two tawasaws and one amanu and one amilu. These four words, they have a aliful jam'a, which is also silent and is not read. So these were the letters that are written in Arabic and in the Quran but they're not read.
Brother Muhammad Rza, we're running out of time. Thank you for coming. And thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments, questions, and ideas, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, fi amanallah.